following podcast is edited from the live Voices of Montana program, Montana's original statewide radio talk show that's heard Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Contact your local radio station if you'd like to hear the program live in your area and it's currently not available. The show is also streamed live on voicesofmontana.com. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program, inviting you to contact us with comments or show ideas. The email address is studio@voicesofmontana.com. It's the final countdown. Well, you've got it. This is Voices of Montana. The final countdown. There's something about this day, right? And this song itself. We kind of like this one around here, Josh, don't we?
That's a yes.
Oh, Josh Rath, you couldn't help but play this one. Hey, welcome to Voices of Montana. It's from Montana, for Montana, for 20 years, 22 actually, going strong. We'll be here tomorrow, too, okay? And the day after, and the day after, and we'll try to put things into perspective. But today is very much an important day, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And live in concert, even for that matter.
Oh man, the air drums is real. Should I do the intro though?
No, okay. We're good to go here. Thank you guys for being along on the program. We'll talk about what we're doing today. I mentioned it on Facebook, and it's going to be. I just call it last pitches. All right, it's that baseball vernacular. I'm saying it's not the bottom of the ninth and two down. It's actually the top of the ninth because both sides have that opportunity to make their pitches, and that's what they've been doing here as of yesterday. Can only squeeze in so many. And I just want to tell you, I sent out an email. There's a couple that didn't respond in time, all right? And I just couldn't get them all in then. But the email was, again, first of all, to thank them for putting their hats in the ring. And maybe that's what this is about over the past couple of days. We had six of the statewide party candidates on yesterday. We'll have six more today. I'll give you that lineup here. Steve Daines is going to call us in just a little bit. Rafe Graybill, Democrat for Montana Attorney General. Greg Gianforte, the Republican for Montana Governor. Followed by Matt Rosendale, Republican for U.S. House of Representatives. Melissa Romano, the Democrat for State Superintendent. And Shane Morajo, Democrat for State Auditor. That's how it all lined up today. And I'll say it a lot because I think it's very important. I am encouraging people, and it's what I said in the email. I don't know if the candidates read it or not. I was asking them to Montanans, I think, will be the true winners here if our public servants or if our public officials remind themselves that they are true public servants. How did I say it there? The people of our state will be the true winners if our elected officials are true public servants. And I continue to believe that. I continue to believe that in the state of Montana, maybe I'm an optimist. I know I'm an optimist, and I'm a bit Pollyannish at times as well. But I think we're unfortunate in Montana because I believe the vast majority of our candidates who are seeking public office are trying to do the right thing for the right reason. And my time as I've spent as a congressional aide, I have found that to be the case for most of the members of Congress as well that I had a chance to associate with. I felt that they were trying to do the right thing for the right reason. I talked about there's policy differences, okay, and there are character differences. But I'm proud of those serving in our public office in Montana, and we're going to continue with that here today. Going to take this quick break, and then we'll move on. As I mentioned, Steve Daines is up to the plate. On deck will be Rafe Graybill in the hole, Greg Gianforte. But we continue today with last pitches for 2020 today on Voices of Montana. You know, I want to make another point here, too, as I read this bit of history, November 3rd, 1914. This is an important date in history here. By a slight majority, Montana voters approved the right of women to vote in local and state elections. Women's voting rights, an ongoing issue in the 1840s, are first granted in Colorado, 1893, with Utah and Idaho following suit in 1896. Montana, again, among the first states, especially in the West, this was in 1914, to give women the right to vote. The 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution did not become law of the land until the summer of 1920. So I guess the point I'm going to make is today may be an historic day, but nothing about today is going to wipe away our history of the past or our promise for the future. Last pitches today. I'm Tom Schultz. Let's get right to it. Let's welcome Republican incumbent for U.S. Senate, Steve Daines. His opponent is Steve Bullock. Steve Daines, D-A-I-N-S, D-A-I-N-E-S.com. Pardon me. And welcome, Senator Daines. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tom. It's good to be with you.
Thank you for being here. And I just want to say thank you for throwing your hat in the ring. Thank you for all the effort, because races are really tough to run. They're really tough to win. And I know that you don't do it yourself. There's a lot of people to thank, isn't there?
Well, we've got an army across Montana. I'm so thankful for that, Tom. In the last 48 hours, I've been from Libby to Sydney. In fact, even stopped in Lewiston. So the west edge of the state, the center of the state, and the east edge of our state. And the enthusiasm we're seeing, Tom, is something I've never seen before in my lifetime for an election. We had an event with Donald Trump Jr. and Ted Nugent up in Kalispell Saturday night. That was Halloween night. It was a blue moon night. We couldn't believe the turnout that we saw, the incredible excitement, enthusiasm. But there's also an anxiousness.
Yeah.
We're seeing it across Montana. They're worried about the future of this country if this election goes the wrong way. They want to make sure President Trump is reelected. They want to make sure that Chuck Schumer is not the majority leader of the United States Senate. We've got to stop Nancy Pelosi in Washington, D.C. If Steve Bullock is elected to the Senate, Chuck Schumer's the majority leader. That's a disaster. That means higher taxes. It's a direct threat on the Second Amendment. You think about the important votes that you cast as a United States Senator. One of those is for the United States Supreme Court. I was so proud to walk down to the floor a week ago Monday and cast a yes vote for Amy Coney Barrett. Every single Democrat voted against her. I got to see her sworn in by President Trump an hour later. Steve Bullock opposed Amy Coney Barrett. Steve Bullock wants to pack the courts by adding another 2 or 4 justices to the Supreme Court, changing it from 9 to 11 or 13. These are radical ideas, and we've got to stop them. And I'm confident today is going to be a big day for Republicans up and down the ticket. Montanans are expressing their voice through the ballot box. It's going to be a good night for us.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. And I can appreciate, too, where this election seems to be a bell ringer election. We talk about that maybe every election season, because there are always important choices. But for this election, I see that there's typically a number that will always be on the right, and a number that will always be on the left, and a number that kind of sticks down the middle. But I don't know if those numbers are real consistent this year. It seems to be all over the board.
Well, you think about this, Tom. If Steve Bullock were to win this Senate race, Bernie Sanders becomes chairman of the United States Senate Budget Committee. That's the truth. That's just chilling to even think about that. The Democrats have moved so far to the left. This is the party now of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, Nancy Pelosi. These folks are so out of touch with Montana. And when Steve Bullock says, oh, I'm going to be back there to be a voice of Montana moderate, that's baloney. Who's really on the ballot this time is Chuck Schumer instead of Steve Bullock. Because if he goes back there, remember who recruited Steve Bullock into this race? It was Chuck Schumer. He flew off to Montana in late February, personally met with Bullock, kind of under the cover of night, to get him into this race. We can't let that happen. And if there's a message I have to those who are listening today, make sure you get your ballots turned in. If you're in an all mail-in county, hand carry that ballot down today. You can't mail it in now. It's too late. You got to hand carry it in. Make sure your voice is heard. When Conrad Burns lost that race back in 2006 for the United States Senate, that worked out to be 30 votes per county, 30 votes per county across Montana. We can't let that happen in this election. Every vote's going to matter. Make sure you get the ballots turned in today. If you're in a county where you have same day regular poll voting, make sure you get out and vote. We've got a beautiful day today. The good Lord has given us a gorgeous day across Montana. And Tom, as we've looked at polling data, I can tell you the votes that will be cast today are the votes that will decide this election. Every one of these races, governor, Senate, House, Secretary of State, Attorney General, Auditor, Public Instruction, all of these important statewide races come down to those who show up today. Because the reality is, it's the more conservative Montanans who tend to vote on Election Day. They just see that as a patriotic duty. We just got to make sure we all make it happen today.
Steve, I've got one random question here. We've got 2.5 minutes. I do want to ask you, what does Steve Daines want for Montana?
Well, what I want to see here is protecting our way of life. It's lower taxes. It's protecting the Second Amendment, making sure we've got judges on the bench that will defend the Constitution instead of try to make laws. You know, one of the greatest threats we have of our Montana way of life are judges, the Ninth Circuit Court. We elect President Trump for a second term and keep a Republican majority. We will flip the Ninth Circuit Court to have a majority of Republican-appointed judges. It was Brian Norris, a Bullock buddy, that judge stopped the Keystone Pipeline. The Second Amendment is on the ballot right now as well. I want to defend those freedoms, those rights, to keep government limited and keep Montana freedoms large. That's what I'm fighting for, and that's why I humbly ask for the votes of those who are listening today on this station.
Republican incumbent for U.S. Senate, Steve Daines here. Last pitch is on Voices. All right, just to keep it fair, I had 12 random questions drawn up and numbered for the show the last 2 days. We went through 6 of them yesterday. So for random question time, pick a number today between 1 and 6, Senator.
I'll pick number 5.
Number 5 is, outside of this office, describe a public service project or volunteer program or some other community involvement event or effort that you look forward to doing again. Again, outside of politics, how will you continue to serve the public?
Yeah, well, I'm grateful outside of politics, frankly, for serving in our church. My wife and I attend a Presbyterian church here in Bozeman. We're grateful for that. And I just encourage all Montanans to be active, those of faith in their local churches, Catholic churches, Protestant churches, whatever faith they embrace, to continue to exercise that important right of the freedom of religion that we have in our country. And my wife and I love serving in our local church. It's something that we enjoy doing, attending services on Sundays in Bozeman and serving in that capacity. At the end of the day, it's the heart and the souls of Montanans that are just as important as our physical lives. The spiritual life is so important. That's something that I believe strongly in.
Thank you for that, Steve. I appreciate that. And again, thank you for being in the fight and for being a public servant. And I know that you will be, and I continue to encourage everyone to be true public servants in office. Good luck today, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it.
Republican incumbent for U.S. Senate, Steve Daines. On deck, up to the plate now, it's Rafe Graybill. So we'll take a time out and come on back with more. Last pitches here today on Voices of Montana. In honor of the World Series, which went to the Los Angeles Dodgers last week, it's last pitches, final inning. 6 more Montana Major Party candidates seeking your vote today with that opportunity to make their last pitches here on Voices of Montana. Had a good lineup yesterday as well, for that matter, and we'll that is up on our podcast page. Let's see, it was Troy Downing, Elsie Arnston, Austin Knutson, Kathleen Williams, Christy Jacobson, and Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney. So that was a great day. Catch that on our podcast page, voicesofmontana.com. As I mentioned later on, Shane Morgeau, Melissa Romano, Matt Rosendale, Greg Gianforte. And up next, up to the plate, Rafe Graybill, a Democrat for Montana Attorney General. His opponent is Austin Knutson. Rafe Graybill. Rafe is RAPHGRAYBILL.com for more information. Let's welcome Rafe. How you doing, Rafe?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hanging in there. How's it been the last couple of days, or the last couple of weeks, or the last couple of months, for that matter?
it feels like a minute, and it feels like a year.
Yeah.
We did 1,500 miles in the last 3 days, so we're on it.
1,500 miles? Where'd you go?
Oh, gosh. We started in Great Falls, Havre, drove overnight to Billings, Butte, Bozeman, Missoula, Kalispell, Polson. I mean, you name it, we were there.
Tell us about yourself. Normally I'll give a bit of a bio and pick and choose a few things out here. But why doesn't Rafe Graybill tell us about Rafe Graybill in your own words?
Absolutely. Well, I'm a fifth-generation Montanan, proudly raising the 6th. I grew up in Great Falls, proud product of those public schools. And I have the honor of fighting for you right now as Governor Bullock's chief legal counsel. And from that position, we've taken on out-of-state interests who've tried to take away your right to vote. We've beaten them. We've taken on out-of-state groups that have tried to slow down the mail, beaten them as well. And I think it's that kind of courtroom advocacy, standing up for you, for your rights, and for the Montana Constitution, that we need in the Attorney General's office.
What do you like to do in Montana? What do you do in Montana in your spare time?
Well, I ski in the winter every bit I can. I was a little sad when we were on the road. Our local hill here, Great Divide, opened up for a little bonus day in October. And I like to fish in the summer. There's a spot up in the Little Belt, Sheep Creek, where my dad taught me, his dad taught him, and I'm fixing to teach my daughter here now that she can walk. So
nice. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
Why should people vote for Rafe Grabow?
Well, the biggest issue in our race is this health care lawsuit at the U.S. Supreme Court. That lawsuit has one goal, which is to make it so that insurance companies, so that they can make more money, can rip away health care from folks who have pre-existing conditions. And that touches every single family in Montana. Austin Knutson said the reason he got into this race is he thought we should do more to support that lawsuit. I agree with Republican Attorney General Tim Fox that lawsuit would be a disaster, and I will wake up every single day to stop it. And I think it's telling that my opponent, Austin, is so extreme, the current Republican office holder won't endorse him. We need to have independence in this office. That's what we've had the past 8 years under Tim Fox. That's what we had under Steve Bullock. That's what we have under AG Rafe Grabow.
Okay, that kind of tells me why not to vote for Austin. Why to vote for Rafe?
Well, the first thing we're going to do after stopping the health care lawsuit is we're going to actually take action on these big prescription drug companies that are stealing from you and stealing from me. You know, everyone talks about the cost of prescription drugs because it's important. We're all paying too much. But if you look around the country, the folks that are making real progress on how much you actually pay at the pharmacy, it's state AGs. I'm the only guy running for this race with the experience of going up against big, well-financed corporate defendants, taking them to court and beating them. And that's exactly what we have to do if we want to stop these drug companies from illegally conspiring to raise prices and steal from you, steal from me.
Rafe Grabow, Democrat for Montana Attorney General. Okay, this is the random question time. Just to keep it fair, I had 12 questions drawn up yesterday. Six of those are off the board. Now seven, as five is off the board today. So pick a number between one and six outside of five today.
Ooh, let's go with four.
Number four, if successful and serving the public as Montana's Attorney General, what is the one piece of advice that either parent or friend gave you that you will remember most often in this office?
Well, I mean, from my mother, who is just retired as a Lutheran bishop in Montana, and she'd say we're all God's children. And I have seen that on the campaign trail everywhere that I've gone. You know, when you break out of this partisan left-right mindset, you know, people really do have the same concerns. We have the same hopes for our state, and we can do a heck of a lot more together than apart. And whenever I get riled up about politics or something like that, I go back to that advice. We are all created equal under God. We are all God's children. And I think that's the mindset we should have in our government.
Campaigns are hard. You have to run hard. I know you've been doing that. Thanks for being in the fight and throwing your hat in the ring, Rafe.
Well, thank you guys for taking the time to get to know the candidates, and be safe, be well out there.
Yep. Rafe Grabow, appreciate that. In the hole, Melissa Romano on deck, Matt Rosendale up next, Greg Gianforte. Let's take a break for headlines, and then be back with more.
More people have voted in this year's election than ever before in Montana, with just over a 69% turnout by Monday afternoon. Ballots must be returned by 8 o'clock this evening to county election offices. It is too late to mail them, so they must be hand-delivered. A group of federal agencies has advanced a years-old plan to build an ambitious network of energy infrastructure corridors across the West. Monday, the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service, and the U.S. Department of Energy released a report outlining a revised plan for bulking up the nation's electricity transmission infrastructure and power grid. Sugar beet farming is a $100 million industry along the Yellowstone River and its lower tributaries from Fromberg to Sydney. The crop is looking pretty good in the early harvest this year, with Western Sugar Cooperative's yield in Montana expected to average at least 34.9 tons per acre. With Montana News headlines, I'm Brian Bennett.
Right back to the game. Greg Gianforte is up next on Last Pitches here on Voices of Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. Greg's a Republican for Montana, seeking the office of Montana governor. He's the current Republican congressman. His opponent is Mike Cooney. For more information, it's Greg4Montana.com. And we welcome now Greg Gianforte. Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
Hey, Tom, good to be with you.
Thank you for being here. What are your thoughts today at the I'm not sure it's the end of it all. I mean, it's probably the beginning of it all. But what are your thoughts today here, sir?
Well, it's I would just encourage everybody, if you have not turned in your ballot, today's the day. You can't wait till tomorrow. They have to be in by 8 o'clock tonight. Most people were mailed a ballot. At this point, you cannot stick it in the mail back. You got to go drop it off. Make sure your voice is heard. Vote today if you haven't yet. Voter turnout is high.
Yeah.
But you just need to get it done.
What does that high voter turnout tell you?
It means people understand what's at stake in this election, Tom. I mean, it's just I was up at the Chokecherry festival in Lewistown, and a gentleman came up to me and he says, "Greg, I just want you to know that I'm going to vote for you. I'm a Democrat, but I'm voting for you." And I said, well, why are you doing that? I'm gladly accept your vote. He says, "Well, my party has left me behind. I don't recognize it. They want to get rid of fossil fuels. They want socialized medicine, one government-run medical care, and that's not what I stand for. And I know we need more good-paying jobs. That's why I'm running, so that Montana has not been living up to its potential. I look forward with Kristen Juris to roll up our sleeves and get to work for the people of Montana. I just humbly ask for your vote."
Tell us a campaign story this year. I know that's one of them there, and I can appreciate that as well. But seeking public office is difficult, and serving is hard. But I think a lot of people have the right intent behind it. Tell us a story on the campaign trail that really cemented the fact that you're doing what you're doing for the right reasons.
Well, you know, I got some emails even yesterday for some folks that, you know, they're running small businesses, and some of them have shuttered their doors because of the policies of this current administration, never to reopen. And I just think, you know, we're never going to tax our way to prosperity. The interactions I have with small business owners across the state, it's been hard to start and grow a business because of the bureaucracy, because of the red tape in Helena. It's hard enough to find and keep a customer when you got to fight red tape and bureaucrats as well. And I hear these horror stories about issues people have had with DEQ or DNRC, where it's nearly an endless chore to try and get a permit to do something that's very reasonable. A gentleman in Helena was trying to clean up a small oil spill on a 3-acre piece of property he had. He's 15 years and $200,000 into the permit process. He told me he could go out and take care of it with a skid steer in an afternoon, but he can't get the permit. Means he can't build on the property, means he can't sell the property. And it's that sort of frustration that so many folks all over the state are experiencing is why I'm running for governor.
And I appreciate that very much. I've been doing this with all the candidates over the past 2 days just to keep it fair. I had 12 random questions drawn up. 6 of them went off the board yesterday. There are only 4 left for random question time for Greg Gianforte. So a -4 and -5, pick a number between 1 and 6.
How about it's the anchor man's choice? You go ahead and pick one.
Okay. let's see. Oh, I don't have a ton of time. Minus the pandemic or minus the campaign, when you look back at 2020, you will always remember 2020 for what reason?
I don't know how you remember 2020 and not remember the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's top of mind. I think the meetings I've had in every corner of the state and connecting with people, I particularly liked staying in people's homes. I actually like campaigning because it gets me out and allows me to visit with folks. And those are memories I'll always take with me.
Greg, thank you so much for what you do, and good luck today, okay?
Okay, thank you. Remember, get out and vote.
Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 1-866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, with Tom Schultz.
Working all the way to the whistle, getting those last pitches in, candidates across Montana here yesterday and today on Voices of Montana for last pitches. I have appreciated all the response that I've gotten. You can go to the Facebook page or go to our podcast page and hear yesterday's program, which featured, it was Troy Downing, Elsie Arntzen, Austin Knutson, Kathleen Williams, Christy Jacobson, and Mike Cooney. Today, we've heard from Steve Daines, Rafe Graybill, and Greg Gianforte. And now, still in it, we welcome Matt Rosendale, Republican for the U.S. House of Representatives. His opponent is Kathleen Williams. Matt for Montana with the word F-O-R spelled out, .com for more information. Welcome, Matt. How's it going?
Outstanding, Tom. Thank you so much for giving me just a couple of minutes this morning to make sure that we get the last message out to everybody.
I really appreciate you doing this. And also, I just wanted to say thanks for being in the fight, too. I know it takes a great deal of energy and commitment. It requires a lot of sacrifice, especially in today's supercharged political atmosphere. You really have to want it. So thank you for doing what you do, Matt.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. But our state and our nation is worth it. I am not willing to stand by and watch it all go down, quite frankly, the crapper. I'm going to do my part to make sure that we preserve this great nation. You know, in the last 5 days, 6 days, first of all, we've been traveling around for a month and a half, still maintaining that presence and meeting with people. But the last 5 days, we've just been on a whirlwind, and I'm humbled by the outpouring of support that we've seen in Libby and Lewistown and Kalispell and Hamilton and Great Falls and towns across the state. Folks are beaming with energy and support, and I'm just honored to be running to represent the state of Montana in the United States Congress.
Yeah, well,
right now, go ahead.
No, go ahead. This is your time, sir.
You know, there is such a stark contrast right now, Tom, between me and my opponent. I mean, we couldn't be more different. She's already come out, and we'd have to worry about her taking our guns, raising our taxes, and running your health care. These are not just dramatic statements designed to scare people. These are factual quotes that she has made that absolutely should scare you. As opposed to, if Matt Rosendale is representing the state of Montana, you're going to have someone who's going to protect your Second Amendment rights, lower your taxes, and continue to provide access to high-quality, affordable health care with coverage for pre-existing conditions that you, as an individual, control. And that is what the people across the state have been asking for.
Yeah, I think that time that you've spent in the auditor's office and also as the Securities and Insurance Commissioner is pretty valuable when it comes to preparing possibly for your next position, Matt.
Tom, it's been incredibly beneficial. I have learned an awful lot. We have achieved a lot, again, for healthcare reforms and driving down the cost and increasing access and improving the quality. But we've actually been able to accomplish so much that already there's different members of Congress and people across the nation that have recognized us for these groundbreaking reforms, and that is exactly the kind of work that I want to be able to take and fight for the state of Montana.
I've been doing this with all the candidates. I wrote up 12 random questions. A lot of them have gone off the board over the past couple of days. Just to be fair, just to keep it random, and some were playful, and some were rather meaningful. We have 3 questions left. Random question time for Matt Rosendale, Republican for U.S. House of Representatives. Pick a number between 1 and 3, Matt.
Let's do 2.
2. If you could have done one thing differently this campaign season, it would have been what?
I would have liked to have gotten out in front of the people more often. Mm-hmm. When we had the information that was distributed with to the state and to the nation in February about the COVID virus, okay? Everyone was in that lockdown mode,
yeah.
And I just wish that we had had a little bit more information earlier on so that we could have begun to get face-to-face with the general public sooner.
Yeah, that has really marked this campaign season as different from any other, I think.
Not just this campaign season. This year, Tom.
Right.
I mean, there are people that are going to grow up now regardless of their age, and they are going to remember the year 2020, the year of the mask. Okay, I mean, you're not going to forget that.
No doubt about it. Well, Matt, again, thank you for being in the fight and for throwing your hat in the ring and for being a public servant. And I would encourage you, if successful, to continue to serve the public, Matt, even if not. All right.
Listen, I tell you, everybody right now, my last word that I want to get out, Tom, is to make sure that folks, please, we are on election day. Do not mail a ballot. Carry your ballot and hand deliver it to your drop-off location. If you're not sure where your drop-off location is for your ballot, they are posted on my website, mattformontana.com, mattformontana.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, Matt Rosendale, at Facebook, and you can get the location of where you need to deliver your ballot. And please call up your friends, family, neighbors, and if they are still holding on to a ballot, go over there, pick them up, and give them a ride. Let's get these ballots turned in today, folks. Let's make this thing a big red wave for the state of Montana.
Great job, Matt, and good luck tonight.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Matt Rosendale, Republican for U.S. House of Representatives. Last pitches on Voices of Montana. Shane Morajot is on deck. Up next is Melissa Romano, the Democrat for state superintendent. Her opponent is Elsie Arnson. It's Romano for FORMontana.com as we welcome Melissa Romano. Good morning, Melissa. How's it going?
Good morning, Tom. It's going well. How are you?
Hanging right in there. Appreciate you being here. It's been a long campaign season for us all, but I can't imagine how it's been for candidates. Talk about your feelings right now, Melissa.
Yeah, you know, I am feeling really good. I am just so proud of the race I've run. It's been just, like you said, it's been a long year, but it's been great. I have loved visiting with folks all across Montana about education and educational issues that are important to so many people across our state. And I've considered that just a true gift. And I will definitely carry that with me for the rest of my life.
Let Melissa Romano tell us about Melissa Romano. Who is Melissa Romano?
Sure. You know, I am a very proud public school teacher. I am not a career politician. I've been teaching in the classroom for 16 years now, a little over 16 years. I'm a nationally recognized educator as well as Montana's 2018 Teacher of the Year. And I am just so delighted to be running to be the next state superintendent of public instruction because this is really about our kids. It's about our children and the future of Montana. And for me, it's really about ensuring that every child can access the quality public education that our state constitution guarantees them. It's what gets me out of bed every day and what has kept me going throughout this campaign.
What would be your vision for education in Montana?
Yeah, I am all about making sure our kids have the resources necessary to learn and to go on and live fulfilling and productive lives. And one of the things I am extremely passionate about is public preschool, and I am really looking forward to working with all stakeholders to figure out how we can create a public preschool option for our young learners in Montana. There's just so much research that shows what a benefit that is in the immediate, but also in the long run for our economy. I'm also very passionate about adding more mental health supports for our students and our teachers across the state. You know, COVID has really shown us that relationships are so important, and I am really just anxious to start working on adding supports. And one of the things that I think would benefit Montana students is adding in some social emotional learning standards. They're those skills that are so important when our students are entering the workforce or college. And I'm looking forward to working with the Board of Public Ed to see if we can make that happen.
Melissa, I've been asking all these candidates just random questions. In fact, I had a list of 12 that I had drawn up over the past 2 days, and 10 of those are off the board now. So there's two questions left. You're going to leave one for Shane, but pick a number between 1 and 2.
Okay, let's see. Let's go with 1.
All right. This is the one that, for me, was just sort of a fun one. If you're going to have some fun with it, if Melissa Romano ruled the world for 1 hour, If you ruled the world, Melissa, for 1 hour, you would what?
Oh, man, that's a good one. You know, I'm going to say if I ruled the world for 1 hour, I would talk about math and probably do some math with and showing people how beautiful math is. It's one of my passions. When I talk about being nationally recognized, I received a presidential award for excellence in math teaching in 2012. And I really just believe that math is so much more than calculating numbers. And it really is a way that people can connect to each other. And it's in so many things, including art and music. And so I would do math, and I would champion math.
I think that made a lot of people smile, Melissa. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And thank you for being in the fight. I appreciate that, for throwing your hat in the ring. I know it takes a lot of sacrifice, all the candidates, and good luck tonight.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it, Tom.
Melissa Romano, Democrat for State Superintendent, Romano4FORMontana.com for more information. We'll take a break and conclude our last of the last pitches here with Shane Morgeau up next. From Montana for Montana, this is Voices of Montana. We'll have results and reactions tomorrow on Voices of Montana. Down to it today, last pitches. Let's welcome Democrat candidate seeking the office of state auditor. It's Shane Morgeau. His opponent is Troy Downing. Shane for Montana. Again, FORMontana.com. And Shane, good morning. How's it going, sir?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hanging in there. Thank you for being here. Tell us, in your own words, who is Shane Morgeau?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in rural Montana, in Roanan, Montana, bucking bales, changing pipe and pulling weeds out of potato fields for my neighbors. You know, and I know it's like the struggle to keep our heat on in the wintertime. I know what it's like to grow up with inadequate health insurance in Montana. And, you know, those are the values I'm going to bring to this office. I'm going to bring the values of Montana people, and I'm going to step up in this office and do everything I can for the state of Montana. You know, I love my state. I love the people of our state. I love my country. I love my guns, you know, and I'm going to do everything Montanans expect of us to protect everyone in the state, represent them, and not big insurance industry.
What has prepared you for this office?
You know, I've been practicing law for about 10 years. I also served in the legislature for two terms. And, you know, we got a lot of great stuff done. We passed air ambulance legislation to get cheaper rates for insurance for Montanans. I worked on Medicaid expansion, giving over 100,000 Montanans, getting over 100,000 Montanans access to health insurance, and protecting Montanans with pre-existing conditions. I actually brought legislation forward directly addressing the Securities Act in Montana, which brought clarity to the legislation to recruit new technology industries in Montana.
And the final pitch is here. Why should people vote for Shane Morgeau for state auditor and commissioner of securities and insurance?
You know, I've learned that people expect more from us in this office. And honestly, what I've learned is people need to know more about what this office should be doing for them. And so my number one goal is to get out there and start advocating for people in Montana, making sure that they're provided with educational forums and information to know what the current fraud scams are, to know what their rights are as an insured, and to provide financial management trainings all throughout the state. You know, I grew up here. I pride myself on being an independent voice, putting Montanans ahead of any political party. And I'll do everything I can to protect Montanans with pre-existing conditions. I'll do everything I can to protect our public lands. And I'll oppose any backroom deal to sell off our public lands on the land board. So, you know, I think my life experience has grown up here. My experiences as an attorney and my proven record of being able to work with folks and put partisanship aside at the legislature, you know, shows that I'm in this for the right reasons. That I'm in it for the people of Montana, not myself. This isn't a stepping stone for me. And, you know, the one last thing I think is really, really important is people in Montana are demanding greater transparency in their insurance and health insurance costs. And, you know, that's something that I've heard over and over. And so as soon as this race is over, I'm going to get to the drawing board here and start putting legislation together to work with my colleagues across the aisle. To provide more transparency in insurance and healthcare costs in Montana. You know, there's no reason you should be able to go into the store and see the cost of, you know, a package of donuts, but not be able to going to the doctor and know what you're going to be on the hook for. So, you know, I hear Montana, and I plan to do everything I can to provide greater transparency.
Shane, thank you for throwing your hat in the ring, and I know it takes a great deal of time and commitment. We don't have time for your random question here, but good luck tonight, okay?
Hey, thank you. You have a good afternoon.
Shane Morigeau. That's morning. Morigeau. Shane from Montana.com. My thanks to Josh Rath, our most excellent in-studio engineer. Get out and vote. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.